Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Season's greetings, happy viewers. Thank you for joining us today on the second part of our Rawsome Vegan Christmas Special. On part one, on Wednesday, we learned how to make a holiday stuffing wholesomely vegan and deliciously raw. And of course, no holiday feast is complete without the dessert.
And today we're going to be making raw vegan apple pie. So let's start with our first ingredients. So what we're going to need for this recipe is 2 apples, 1 orange, 1/2 lemon, 1/2 cup of almonds, 5 large dates, 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, another 5 large dates, 1/4 cup of raisins, and 1 teaspoon of salt, and lastly, 1 cup of water. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to soak 5 of the dates and 1/4 cup of raisins. So we're going to leave them soaking just for about an hour on the counter while we prepare the other ingredients. And next thing is we're going to start peeling the apples. There's 1 and 2. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to chop up these apples into nice strips. You want them to be thin, but not so thin that they're falling apart. Because if you, with a raw apple pie, because it's not baked, you want them to be very thin so that you're not having to crunch down, and so that when you slice it at the end, it's not going to crumble apart. We're just going to squirt on some lemon juice, and this is going to work to break down some of the fibers in the apple and make them softer, so it's still raw, but sort of tastes like a cooked apple pie. So let that just mix it in there. Let that sit on the counter with your raisins and dates for about an hour, 45 minutes or so is enough. Next, we're going to be making the crust of the pie. So we're going to be using our 1/2 cup of almonds here and our 5 dates. So we'll start by popping our almonds into food processor. And we're just going to pulse it until it's a fine powder. Okay. So once you have the almond mixture, just take about 1 tablespoon in your fingers and put it onto the bottom of the pan. And what this is going to do is it's just going to help to make sure that the pie doesn't stick to the bottom, so you can remove it from the tray a lot easier. A little bit more. Okay, and after you've done that, you can put in our dates, the almonds. These are pitted dates. Make sure they're pitted before you put them in. And just continue mixing until it's one mixture. So at this point, I'm just going to add a little bit of water, just so it's not too dry. Just a little bit. Okay, this is perfect. Open lid. And it should look like a nice doughy texture. Take your mixture out of the processor, and now we're going to press it into the bottom of the pan. So just continue pressing the pie crust to the bottom of the pan. Almost there. We just want to make sure it's covering enough of the bottom. There we go. The next thing we're going to be making for our pie is the sauce that's going to mix together with the apples. And it's going to go on top of the pie crust. So for the sauce, we're going to need the orange. So just peel the orange. And if you have organic oranges, sometimes the organic produce has seeds in it. So just check to make sure there's no seeds so you don't wreck your processor or your teeth when you're biting into your pie. And this orange actually looks to be good. So we're going to go ahead and place that into our processor. We're also going to need our dates. So these are the dates that we had soaking at the beginning. So I'm just going to rinse or dump out the water and put that on top of the oranges. We're going to need our teaspoon of salt. And lastly, our 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. Pop on our lid. And we're going to pulse it until it's a sauce-like texture. So I'll just pop off the lid and see what we have there. That looks good. The next thing to do is to take the tray out of the processor, and we're going to dump this sauce that we've made onto our nicely marinated apples. They should be nice and soft now. Just dump that on top. Mix it together nicely. And we're going to take our raisins that were just soaking in the water, dump off the water, and add it to the mixture. So once it's mixed in nicely, we're just going to take the mixture and put it on top of our pie crust. And just to make it look like a traditional apple pie, we're going to take some of the apple slices and just put them around the outside in sort of a fan shape. There we go. And if there's any extra sauce, there we have it, raw vegan apple pie. And now for my favorite part, the taste test. It's nice with the, when you put the lemon on the apples, it actually softens them. So it doesn't taste quite like it cooked, but it's not as crunchy as the apples were when we started. That's good. It's nice and light, but also very sweet, sweet and tangy. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your family enjoy a blessed holiday season.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.